The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. Shimon in Los Angeles, hello to you. Sean, did you give me access to the... No, you did.
Dennis.
Okay. Hello. Yes.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, yes.
It's obviously that you love God, but just God loves you for all that you're doing, for the truth you're getting out there. No doubt in my mind.
Thank you so much.
The bottom line is that, you know, Chuck Schumer's speech pales in comparison to the administration's release of the reverse of the sanctions waiver. They just this week they released $10 billion to Iran,
which has just killed Americans.
Which has killed Americans. That money's obviously funneled to the proxies. The last time it happened in the summer, that preceded the attack in Israel. You know, and the irony of this is, you know, we're coming up to the holiday of Purim. And the holiday of Purim was a transaction by one of the world's leading anti-Semites who desired to kill all the Jewish people. And the transaction he made with a bumbling, foolish king who is corrupt and money-hungry. Now, if that doesn't parallel history, I don't know what does.
Well, I want to thank you, Shimon. It's always good to hear from you. I'm laughing because it's not the laughter of happiness. It's the laughter of irony. When he said, which is accurate, read the scroll, the biblical book of Esther. And that's where the story is. And the Persian king, Ahasuerus, or Ahasuerus in English, decided to kill all the Jews. And the reason that for my laughter is, I said in my speech last night here in Florida that I believe that God essentially lives Groundhog Day. God is in a perpetual Groundhog Day. Every generation making the same mistakes, and vis-a-vis His chosen people, every generation, somebody wants to exterminate the Jews. Remember, Jew hatred is unique. There are all sorts of hatreds and bigotry and bias and discrimination. But the unique part of Jew hatred is that it's exterminationist. Hamas wants to exterminate Israel and its Jews. The Nazis want to exterminate the Jews. Ahasuerus, thousands of years ago, wanted to exterminate the Jews. That's what we're reliving. I mean, this speech of Schumer is so disgusting. Sean, play a little of it, because I had read about it. I had not yet heard the entire speech, and I was reading excerpts, and it was bad. This is worse. Listen to this. Play it, Sean. And it's on video if you're watching my show.
On the Israeli side, the U.S. government should demand that Israel conduct itself with a future two-state solution in mind. We should not be forced into...
Hold on a second. Hold on. So let me analyze this. What does it mean to conduct itself with a future two-state solution in mind? Do you know that Israel has offered two states five different times? The Palestinians rejected it. I'm not even sure Chuck Schumer knows it. Like, he's a staggering fool. I don't know what he knows. All he knows is I want to retain power from the Democratic Party, and the left is, I fear the left. That's what he knows. This speech is a despicable speech. Whatever Schumer's goodwill, he has lost it among anyone who thinks in a moral sphere. It's really something. The man has shattered his name for as long as his name will be remembered, which is probably only as long as he's in office. He's shown, this is really, Israel should conduct itself with a two-state solution. What does that mean? He doesn't explain it. What does that mean? Don't defeat Hamas? What does it mean? All right, continue, please.
Position of unequivocally supporting the actions of an Israeli government that include bigots who reject the idea of a Palestinian state.
Okay, so hold on a moment. In order to reject the idea of a Palestinian state, you have to be a bigot? Does he know what the hell he is talking about? Do you know how many liberal, secular Israelis no longer believe at least at this time there can be a Palestinian state? A Palestinian state will be governed by people who are Nazis. That's like saying in World War II, all we need to do is establish a Nazi state and then we'll be fine. There's no difference.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.